President Cyril Ramaphosa's Phalaphala allegations continue to follow him despite his silence on the matter. Ramaphosa has refused to answer questions relating to the allegations of money laundering, abduction, bribery and corruption stemming from the theft of cash from his farm, saying he will let due process unfold. Fired ANC member Carl Niehaus says there are several marches planned against the president this month, which will involve ANC members and civil society organizations, among others. Niehaus explains.
We will support the march that was originally announced for the 15th of July, but that march will be specifically a march by members of the African National Congress. So ANC members throughout the country will organize to go to Luthuli House and demand that the National Executive Committee of the African National Congress must take action against President Cyril Ramaphosa, that he should be removed from his position as president of the country, and there will be a whole array of other demands which relate to the current economic disaster that South Africa is in. Those demands will be made in more detail known at a later stage. Then there's also a march that has been organized for the 18th of July in KwaZulu-Natal. We support that march too. These marches are all part of a built-up to what we have set as a target date. And I emphasize this as a target date because we will still firm up whether we will indeed have it on the 27th. That the likelihood is that we will have a mass national rally on the 27th of July. And the plan is to have that mass national rally at the Union buildings. And then subsequent to that, there will be continuing rolling mass action in order to ensure that the state authorities, the national prosecuting authority, the judicial system, the police service in South Africa take the necessary action and actually charge President Cyril Ramaphosa for the very serious charges that had been laid against him with regards to the Phalaphala Farmgate scandal.
Responding to suspended public protector Busiswe Mkhwebane's application to urgently hear the second part of her application, challenging the president's power to suspend her and to prevent parliament from continuing with an impeachment process against her, Ramaphosa said complaints to the public protector about Glencore and Farmgate did not prevent him from suspending Mkhwebane. Ramaphosa said he is accountable to South African citizens and will fully cooperate with investigations underway. Niehaus says Ramaphosa must face the music, failing which security agencies are captured. He also reacted to the acting public protector's deal with the president.
Ramaphosa must be charged, and if there's a failure to charge him, it will be an indication that our law enforcement agencies, with specific reference to the National Prosecuting Authority, is captured and that they are not doing their duty. There are serious, well-delineated and very clear charges that have been laid against President Ramaphosa, and he has to face the music for those charges. It can't be that he's not charged. He must be charged. And we also want to express our concern that the Deputy Public Protector made a deal which was apparently kept secret, and which President Ramaphosa then eventually made public when he was answering other questions. It's unacceptable that the Deputy Public Protector made that deal without announcing it, and that the person who is under investigation actually announces that he's been given a reprieve of a period of time before he has to answer the very critical questions that the now suspended Public Protector, Advocate Busisiwe Mkhwebane, had directed at President Ramaphosa in that letter that she wrote to him with 32 questions. And very significantly, immediately after she had written that letter to President Ramaphosa, the very next day, she was suspended from her position as public protector.
He said he is concerned about the Integrity Committee's objectivity.
This Integrity Committee has a very checkered history in the way that it has dealt with many issues regarding President Jacob Zuma in the past, where they have been very selective in those who they target to appear in front of the committee and those who they let off the hook. I must remind you that President Ramaphosa himself even offered to appear in front of the Integrity Committee about the CR17 bank statement debacle. And yet the Integrity Committee said to him, he's got no need to appear in front of them, which is quite an outrageous situation, taking into consideration that there are very, very serious allegations with regards to the funding of the CR17 campaign and with regards to the closure of those bank statements. And surely the Integrity Committee of the African National Congress must take a keen interest into that situation, because the ANC's constitution is very clear that no member of the ANC can use money in order to buy votes or to influence an election process, which is exactly the kind of allegation, very serious allegation, that have been leveled against President Cyril Ramaphosa. So the Integrity Commission's treatment of President Ramaphosa has been one of kid gloves. And therefore, we cannot really expect that this committee will deal with this issue with the kind of seriousness and also the decisiveness that is required. And that's why we say this matter should serve in front of the National Executive Committee of the African National Congress as a matter of urgency, and that the ANC NEC has a duty to take the decisions that are required, including that President Ramaphosa should step aside.
For Times Live Podcast, I am Bulelani Nonyokela.